Methodology. Advocacy, evidence generation, and monitoring the progress of the implementation of CSE in the region has remained one of the key thematic areas of AERO's work. In 2016, AERO organized the regional CSE workshop as part of the Building Next Generation Movement Leaders and Organizations in South Asia initiative, bringing together civil society organizations, youth-led and youth-serving organizations, and women's rights organizations from 10 countries in the Asia-Pacific region: Bangladesh, Cambodia, China, India, Laos PDR, Mongolia, Nepal, Pakistan, Philippines, and Vietnam. Note reference, 22. The workshop aimed to discuss the status of CSE in the respective countries, using the CSE framework as described in the AERO publication, The Essence of an Innovative Program for Young People in Southeast Asia, the position paper on comprehensive sexuality education including youth-friendly services, meaningful youth participation, and rights-based approaches in programming and deliberate on the way forward with regards to addressing this issue in the Asia-Pacific region. As a follow-up to the regional CSE workshop, the partners conducted depth research to analyze the status of CSE in laws, policies and program strategies, using the framework, and developed briefs for advocacy and engagement with the governments in respective countries. The national advocacy briefs aimed to provide an overview of status of the implementation of CSE and identify gaps to inform their advocacy at the country level. This regional brief is another effort in the same direction and provides an overview and synthesis of findings and information provided by partners on the implementation of CSE. It also attempts to identify the trends, gaps, and opportunities for further engagement with the governments, policymakers, and other actors across the 11 countries in the region. This brief is a secondary analysis and is primarily informed by the advocacy briefs prepared by our national partners. Note reference, 23. Mapping reports and studies conducted by UNFPA and other UN agencies have been referred to as a secondary resource, wherever needed.